Downtown Tucson, like downtown Phoenix, is under the pressure of development as new investors come in and build and some old favorites close their doors. That's been the story on 4th Avenue in downtown Tucson for the last few years. And now the city council has signed off on a tax deal for a 13-story tower to be built there. But not everyone is happy about it. For more on this, I got a hold of Joe Ferguson, who's been covering the story for the Arizona Daily Star. He says 4th Avenue is one of those places in Tucson that people have a soft spot for in their hearts.
4th Avenue is this small part of Tucson that's a little bit funky. It has some great local restaurants, some places to go to eat at night and to go dancing and drinking. It's you know, a place that's, you know, enjoyed by young and old. I've been going there for 20 years. And, you know, it's kept this kind of funky charm for decades. And recently, development has begun to creep into the area.
So tell us a little bit about the developmental pressures that are coming in and the changes that the area has seen in the last few years.
So as density has increased along 4th Avenue, parking has become a bit of a problem, especially on nights and weekends. There's some real issues in terms of being able to park close to the bars and restaurants that you used to 5 years ago. For people who live on 4th Avenue or people who work there, this problem is just even worse. So a development like this, where it's going to be 13 stories and hundreds of people are going to live there, it's taking one of the last great parking spaces that's open to the public and putting a very large building on it. And so there are certainly secondary concerns about affordability and whether this will have a domino effect down the street.
So dig into this a little bit for us. So this is a 13-story tower that's being proposed here. The city council just signed off on a tax deal for it. What does that look like, that deal?
So that tax deal will give the developer about 8 years where it will not have to pay property taxes and then some other smaller forms of taxes. It's not a full tax rebate, but it does give the developer about a $5.5 million incentive to build this project. And the developer told the city council that it was vital to the project moving forward.
But not everybody on the city council voted for it. There was one no vote. What were his concerns?
So Steve Kozlochik, who represents the ward, said that he had a verbal agreement with the developer to wait a couple weeks so that the developer could have a secondary agreement with the community around it. So the community comprised of business owners, residents, and then some of the local neighborhood associations that were nearby. They want their own separate agreement that's outside of the city's agreement, so it doesn't involve the city, called a community benefits agreement. And the idea of that is that then the developer is locked into an agreement with the community for as long as the development is in existence.
So, I mean, like you said, you've been going to this area for 20 years. I mean, overall, does Tucson look on this area with a little bit of nostalgia? And is there a sense that as this development comes, you know, things are going to change? New people might come in, others might, who have been there a long time, might get pushed out, and businesses that have been there a long time might close.
And that's already happened. I think there is a tender spot in Tucson's heart for 4th Avenue. Regardless of how you first got there, it's a place where lots of people go. I saw a great band, a rockabilly Russian band, 15 years ago at a bar called Plush. That bar has been demolished, and a different tower is going to go on that, which is about two blocks away from where this one is being built. So change is already underway, and I'll never have another drink at Plush again.
So what's next in this area, Joe? I mean, is some of this inevitable, and are there upsides as well? Are people excited about these developments as well?
Well, so for the development that's being built here, it's still in the planning stages. And so it's going to be quite some time before they break ground on that. It would probably be the earliest sometime next year. And there is a bit of blight in terms of what's going on. So the place where this is being built right now contains a bar that was closed over a month ago. And, you know, generally speaking, is underdeveloped compared to other parts nearby. So, yeah, it was a really big space, and it was mostly a parking lot for the last two decades.
All right. That's Joe Ferguson with the Arizona Daily Star filling us in on the latest in downtown Tucson. Joe, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.